Okay, Baruch Hashem, another siyum today. Mishnah Yesedo Nashim. Nachum has a lot going on, and when you have a lot going on, you have to always make sure you have a certain base in your life. To learn Mishnayos every day, 2 Mishnayos a day, 4 Mishnayos a day, 8 Mishnayos, you choose a number, and then you finish. You learn a Seder and another Seder every single day of your life. And it doesn't matter what else is going on in your life, you pick a number of Mishnayos, you do 4 Mishnayos a day, you finish Shas in 3 years. Anyone can do that. Everyone can do that. 4 Mishnayos a day, you finish Shas in 3 years. And it's a big chizuk for the Shir, and Nachum.
We heard now the machlokes in Mishnah whether Shmuel had been a noder or not. The question is, why does it come into Mishnah? Mishnah usually brings halachos, it doesn't bring maisers of the gedolim. But there is enough community of maisers. If one says, I'll be a Shmuel, whether he becomes a noder or not. But I believe it's not only this question. That's a question about Naziris altogether. The Gemara says two things, that another is a Kodesh and another is a Choyte. So Mishnah brings them, perhaps this is the Machlekes between both Tanaim. If Naziris is a Mitzvah, it's a Svara that Chana made Shmuel and Nozir because it's a great Mitzvah. And if it's an Avera, so it's a Mistava that Chana didn't make Shmuel for another. So this is a Machlokes between Rabbi Noirai and Rabbi Yossi. But I don't believe so. I believe that the truth is that everybody is made, that Tzirus is a great Madrega. Since the Malach made Shimshon for another, and only with this power he could slay the Plishtim. And the Novi says, "Ba'akim ibnechem nizirim, nidimim ubachurechem nizirim." So he regards the Nozer like a Novi, almost like a novice, so it's certainly a great matter to be another. But only if he can keep himself in Kedusha and not want too much to drink wine and other things. And therefore, for all the name of Moses, it's a great matter to be another, but only for those who are Roy. For those who are not Roy, it's not a good thing. More brings to myself another from Shimon HaTzadikist because he was such a good another. So everything has to be with proportion. One has to use Olam Hazeh, they have to know when not to use Olam Hazeh. Ramchal brings from Shos Rishon, brings Adam Asi Biten is a din of Kol Mashur Oein of Loyachal. A person has to use Olam Hazeh, but to use it for Avodas Hashem on the right way. Therefore, there is no real machlokes whether another is a kodesh or a chote. It depends what the person is. Therefore, the Mishnah thinks that Shmuel was another. So, the Mishnah ends with the words of Rav Nohirai. But the Maskon is Rav Nohirai says, not as Rav Yossi asking. So this is a matter, but only for people who can be with it. For us, for ordinary people, we should use Olam Hazeh, but use it carefully, not too much Olam Hazeh. Good that he got this Mishnah after Purim, because on Purim we had to drink wine. And in Yom Hashem soon is Pesach, we have to drink Arba Kosos on Seder night. But to use Olam Hazeh, help for learning Torah, for growing in Torah. So everyone should grow in Torah, make Siyum and Noshim and all the story of Shas, of Gemaras, and be Godel, be Israel. And in Yom Hashem, everybody will be, if not like Shmuel Anovi, but anyhow, a great person in Yom Hashem.
It says that Ein Ben Chorin is no such thing as a real, true, free human being, Elamisha Oisek B'Torah, except for a guy who learns Torah. Because when a person experiences the pleasure of learning and finishing and making a Siyum, like we just experienced with Nachum, Shkarech, you feel like you become first of all a different person, you become a deeper person, a much more thoughtful and caring person. But you also become not necessarily subjugated to Yetzer Hara because you're living on a higher realm and you're learning things in a higher realm and you get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And Mir Tashan, you should have a certain amount of Chiras and freedom that comes with Pesach and it comes with also learning Torah. You should have that from your Siyum. So speaking of Chiras, there's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach on Pesach, obviously. So the mitzvah of Korban Pesach has a few halachas. So the Sefer HaChinuch explains the halachas of these few halachas of Korban Pesach. So one of the halachas is that the Korban Pesach it has to be roasted and it's not allowed to be cooked. So the Sefer HaChinuch explains because the way of kings and princes and rulers was that when you put meat in a pot, you're trying to gain as much meat as you can because the fat stays in the pot. Everything gets cooked in the pot and stays in the pot. So everything, all the psoles, all the stuff that you don't want to eat necessarily, is also stuck in the pot. But there's more if a person needs to have more. But the rulers and the kings and the princes, they're very makbid to roast their meat. When you roast meat, the fat comes out, the psoles, the bad stuff, all of it comes out, and the only thing that's left over in the meat is the good part, the part that you want to eat. The kings don't have a problem with money. They don't have a problem with getting more meat and the good parts of the meat. So since they eat their meat roasted, so on the veil of Pesach, we eat our meat roasted also. The second halacha about Korban Pesach is that we're not allowed to take it out of the house. Because the Sefer HaChinuch explains when you take meat outside of the house and you show it off, it gives the impression that you never had such good meat before. So you keep it in the house, it's like you act as if you always have such good meat, and there's no reason to go show it off. And the third halacha is that we're not allowed, it's usher to break bones of the Korban Pesach. Because when poor people eat meat, they're mamish kvetching for every last little bite, and they're fighting over every last little bite, and they're even cracking the bones to suck out any little marrow that they can. But when rich people eat meat, they eat the good part, they don't have to kvetch. If they want more, they'll cook a new roast. There's no limitation to how much meat they can get their hands on. So based on this concept that we get from Korban Pesach, Chazal made a takana derabanan of, you guessed it, Haseba. So Haseba was Kein Daraisa Tikkun, that it's an expression of Derech Chirus on the Leil Pesach. Because in addition to these mitzvos midaraisa which we have, the Sefer HaChinuch explains that every physical action we do is supposed to appeal and change the inner person. It's supposed to change your neshama. So when you act on the outside as a free person, so inside also you get that flavor, that taste, that you're free also. The Ramah brings that as a minhag to put down all the finest china, all the finest kalim you have in your house. If people store stuff in your house, you should put it out for Pesach and make it like a fancy decorative suda, because you should get in that feeling that you have a comfortable scenario. And if you have this, so they made us to lean, Derech Haseba. So I didn't really understand this, why Haseba is leaning, until I saw Baruch Hashem on Monday, that a lot of guys, when they felt mom's free as a bird, they were all leaning and drinking, everybody's leaning and drinking. So I saw, you see it on Purim. It's a nice way to see it, that Haseba does in fact show chiris. And that's the way they used to do it back in the days of the kings and the princes. So that's how we do it today. So, Meretz Hashem, it should be a step in the right direction, that we do the Haseba Derech Eris, and the whole Seudah in general should have that element of Derech Eris. Okay. So, yeah. Right, against break.